name of the Father, and the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Behold the man. With these words, Pontius Pilate presents to the Jews Jesus, adorned with a purple robe that's drenched in blood from being scourged and from the crown of thorns that was placed upon his head. Behold the man, Pilate declares, as a form of mockery. Pilate didn't believe Jesus posed any sort of threat. In fact, he declares Jesus innocent three times. And so placing before them Jesus, weak and vulnerable, Pilate is showing how absurd their charges are against Jesus. It's as if Pilate is saying, why are you so concerned about this man? Look at him. Bloody, beaten, weak, vulnerable. He poses no threat to you. You don't have to worry about him. Behold the man. And yet with these words, Pilate didn't realize what he was saying. Pilate was a pagan. He didn't believe in the triune God. And yet, unbeknownst to him, Pilate speaks God's truth. Behold this man, Jesus, standing before them, bloody, on the verge of being sentenced to death by crucifixion, is true God in human flesh and blood. Behold, this man is the eternal Son of God, who was in the beginning with God. And not only was he with God, but he is God. Along with the Father and the Holy Spirit, he created all things, the heavens and the earth, plants and animals. And then on that sixth day, he said, let us make man in our image, after our likeness. Then the Lord God formed the man of dust from the ground, breathed into his nostrils the breath of life. The man became a living creature. Behold, a man, one with flesh and blood, one who could walk and talk and run, one who was given dominion over the Lord's creation, one who could bring forth new life through the one flesh union he would have with the woman the Lord had created for him. Behold a man. And yet through this one man's disobedience, the many were made sinners. The Lord God had commanded the man, saying, surely you may surely eat of every tree of the garden, but of the tree of the knowledge of good and evil you shall not eat, for in the day that you eat of it, you shall surely die. And yet rejecting this word of God for a lie, you and I and the rest of mankind were brought forth in iniquity, conceived in sin. We sin in thought and word and deed because we're sinners. Man by nature is opposed to God, opposed to his good and gracious will for our lives. And where there's sin, unbelief, the rejection of God, there is also eternal death, condemnation. Man is condemned to death because of sin. So as St. Paul writes in his letter to the Romans, the wages of sin is death. And this would be our sorry lot in life if it weren't for another man, Jesus. For as by the one man's disobedience the many were made sinners, so by the one man's obedience the many will be made righteous. In order to redeem man from sin and death, God himself becomes a man in the person of Jesus. Think about what that means. The Almighty, the all-powerful God who created all things now has a real body with a head and arms and legs that you could touch. He has real flesh and blood like you and I do. As a result, God has human needs as we do as well. needing to eat, needing to drink, needing to sleep. And God is susceptible to pain and suffering and even death like we are. Fellow redeemed, behold the man. And yet God doesn't just take on the form of a man. As you heard this past Sunday, God took on the form of a servant in the person of Jesus. See, God demands perfection. He demands that we love him perfectly. He demands that we love our neighbor perfectly. Because we've failed in this, God humbles himself in the person of Jesus by placing himself under the law of God and keeping it perfectly for you. As true man, Jesus loved God perfectly. As true man, Jesus loved his neighbor perfectly. While he certainly was tempted to sin, he didn't. And he didn't sin for you. You heard in the epistle for this evening, for we do not have a high priest who's unable to sympathize with our weaknesses, but one who in every respect has been tempted as we are, yet without sin. As true God, Jesus is the perfect man. Behold the man. And yet God doesn't demand only that we keep his law perfectly. There must be a punishment for sins against it. Behold the perfect man, Jesus, who bore in his very flesh your sin and carries it to the cross. Behold the man, Jesus, who was scourged and beaten and stripped naked for all to see. Behold the man, Jesus, whose hands and feet are pierced through with nails, whose blood flows freely down. Behold the man, Jesus, lifted up on the tree of the cross, who prays to his heavenly Father in anguish and who thirsts for your righteousness, for your salvation. Behold the man, Jesus, who hanging from the cross is suffering the full punishment of your sin and the sin of all mankind. Behold the man, Jesus, who's enduring the Father's wrath for sin so that you and the rest of mankind wouldn't have to endure it for all eternity. Behold the man, Jesus, whose appearance was so marred beyond human semblance, and his form beyond that of the children of man. He had no form or majesty that we should look at him. He had no beauty that we should desire him. He was despised and rejected by men, a man of sorrows, acquainted with grief, and as one from whom men hid their faces, he was despised. And we esteemed him not. Surely he bore our griefs and carried our sorrows. Yet we esteem him stricken, smitten by God, and afflicted. But this man, he was wounded for our transgressions. He was crushed for our iniquities. Upon him was the chastisement that brought us peace, and with his wounds we are healed. And how could the death of this one man, Jesus, be enough to pay for the transgressions of all mankind? How could the death of this one man bring forgiveness and peace with God in the eternal healing and life that we desperately need? Behold the man, Jesus, is also true God. For only God could bear the punishment and burden for sin. Only God could pay the price for sin owed to God who demands justice for sin. Fellow redeemed, look to the cross. Behold the man. Behold your God. As Jesus stood before the crowds, bloody, adorned with a purple robe and crowned with thorns, Pilate didn't know the truth that he was speaking. And yet you know the truth. The man Jesus is your Lord. He is your Savior. Through his perfect life and innocent suffering, death, he has redeemed you from sin and death and has bestowed upon you his righteousness and life. Through his blood, he has reconciled you to God. Where the first man sinned, the perfect man Jesus didn't. Where we fail, Jesus conquered. The Son of God and human flesh has won the victory for you. Fellow redeemed, behold the man. Amen. The peace of God, which passes all understanding, keep your hearts and minds in Christ Jesus our Lord.